From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Three Americans freed by North Korea have arrived back in the U.S. early Thursday, touching down at Andrews Air Force Base outside Washington. One of them, Kim Dong-chul, speaking through an interpreter, said he was grateful to be home.
It's like a dream, and we're very, very happy.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Pyongyang this week was able to gain their release. President Donald Trump was among the dignitaries on hand to greet them back home.
The fact that we were able to get them out so soon was really a tribute to a lot of things, including a certain process that's taking place right now.
That process, preparations for a historic meeting between the president and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The release of the three detainees cleared an obstacle to that proposed meeting between the two leaders, expected sometime later this month or perhaps in June.
My proudest achievement will be, this is a part of it, but will be when we denuclearize that entire peninsula. This is what people have been waiting for a long time. Nobody thought we could be on this track in terms of speed. So I'm very honored to have helped the three folks.
Thursday, the state-run North Korea news agency quoted Mr. Kim as hailing the planned meeting as a historic opportunity and an excellent first step in building a good future for the Korean Peninsula. The chief prosecutor at the International Criminal Court, Fatou Bensouda, has asked the UN Security Council for help in arresting three fugitives in Libya wanted for alleged war crimes. They include military strongman Khalifa Haftar and Saif al-Islam, one of the sons of the late dictator Muammar Gaddafi. She said she hopes to issue new arrest warrants soon. This is VOA News. President Trump warned Iran Wednesday of severe consequences if it restarts its nuclear weapons program. The statement came a day after he announced the U.S. was withdrawing from the 2015 international nuclear deal with Tehran.
It was a one-sided deal that ultimately was going to lead to nuclear proliferation all over the Middle East. And they were talking about it. Other countries were talking about it. It was going to lead to that. They are all very happy at what I did.
Mr. Trump said the U.S. would soon reimpose sanctions in an attempt to force Iran to negotiate new terms covering its ballistic missile testing and military activities in the Middle East.
If you look at what's happening in the Middle East with Syria, with Yemen, with all of the places they're involved, it's bedlam and death, and we can't allow that to happen. So we have terminated a terrible, terrible deal that should have never, ever been made.
The other five signatories to the accord, Germany, Britain, France, Russia, and China, have all voiced renewed support for it. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson addressed Parliament Wednesday.
The U.S. decision makes no difference to the British assessment that the constraints imposed on Iran's nuclear ambitions by the JCPOA remain vital for our national security and the stability of the Middle East.
French President Macron told his Iranian counterpart by phone that he wants to continue the accord, quote, in all its dimensions. Yemen's Houthi rebels fired a series of ballistic missiles at the Saudi capital Wednesday, an attack Riyadh said it foiled. The Houthis said they were aiming for economic targets. Former Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad is set to be sworn in to office later Thursday after his opposition Alliance for Hope defeated Najib Razak and the National Front Coalition that has ruled the Southeast Asian nation since independence in 1957. President Trump's nominee to become the next director of Central Intelligence, Gina Haspel, faced tough questioning from lawmakers Wednesday about her role in past harsh interrogation methods used in the war on terrorism.
I don't believe that torture works. I believe that in the CIA's program, and I'm not attributing this to enhanced interrogation techniques, I believe, as many people, directors who have sat in this chair before me, that valuable information was obtained from senior al-Qaeda operatives that allowed us to defend this country and prevent another attack.
Haspel pledged not to restart the program. A Chinese court has sentenced the founder of the giant insurance company Anbang to 18 years in prison after he pleaded guilty to fraudulently raising billions of dollars from investors. Builders in California will be required to fit solar panels on most new homes beginning in 2020 under new building standards adopted by the California Energy Commission, part of the state's effort to combat climate change. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.